Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Okay, Brooke, what's one thing we've learned in the last year?
Don't buy clothes because you're just going to wear sweatpants.
Oh my gosh. Is that not a lesson for me? Yes, but I feel like another important lesson is don't mess with a free Britney Spears.
Oh yeah, and her sister Jamie Lynn needs to learn that one real fast. She's been doing a book tour that no one asked for, and she's talking a lot about her sister, and Britney is none too pleased.
Yeah, this is a good time to just shut your yap.
Ugh, sit down. Be humble.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, January 19th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I think it's fair to say the Spears sisters are not feeling that deep sisterly love anymore.
No.
So Britney's little sister, Jamie Lynn, is spilling a lot of family tea in her new memoir, Things I Should Have Said. And just like you'd expect from a woman who plays victim 24/7, she says the book isn't about her famous big sister. But then it's like, okay, how come you're always talking about her?
Probably because nobody wants to listen to her talk about Zoe 101 anymore. So it's the next best thing. So last week we talked about Jamie Lynn's interview on Good Morning America, where she said she was not a part of Britney's conservatorship. And over again, she's been claiming that the book is not about Britney. It's about her own experiences and saying that her pain and her story also matters.
Yeah. So she sat down with Alex Cooper on Spotify's Call Her Daddy podcast. And to prove her book's all about her, Jamie Lynn focuses on what happened to her because of Britney. I mean, I get it. She's Britney Spears' sister. So, of course, their lives are intertwined.
Yes.
But still, it's all she seems to talk about in these interviews.
I know. And only the first half of the interview has been released. The second part is releasing tonight. And in part one, Jamie Lynn says that she felt like Britney's little doll, but also saw her as a protector. And she also says that she admired Britney and loved everything about her. And she adamantly denies that she was ever jealous of Britney. She said she got to watch Britney take over the world. And she said, how can I be jealous of that? How can you have anything but complete admiration for it? But she reminds everyone that life was not easy as the sister of Britney Spears, and she did not choose this life.
I was born into this family. I didn't choose. This was like, it's like, imagine like a big ship and I'm like just a little like dinghy riding in the wakes, like trying to like survive, you know? And so that was my life, was like just survive this moment.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I feel like in that interview, she kept driving home how she like, she was forgotten. She's like, they spelled my name wrong. I didn't get the BJ name initials, which seems like a bonus to not be BJ, but she's upset about it.
I mean, I get, like, this is a fair point, of course. Like she said, like, she was an afterthought. She was born 10 years after Britney. And she probably does feel like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't, feelings are valid. Whoever, whatever feelings you have, they're valid. The issue is just how much she's dragging Britney's name into this.
Yeah. It's also like, these feelings are valid, but why are you just talking about them now?
Yeah, just in time for that sweet, sweet book release.
Yeah, exactly.
Jamie Lynn also wants us to know that even though her sister was wildly famous and loved all over the world, like we were saying, she wants us to know that her life matters too, which we get.
It doesn't matter who your sister is or who your family member is or who, whatever your relationship is with. Something has caused you pain or this is your experience. Nothing should diminish your experience. It's like my whole life, I kind of felt like I didn't matter. So it's like, I just wish that mattered.
So we hear you. You want us to know your life and your pain matters. We get that. But it's also, can you just lay off of Britney? Like, I feel like my whole thing is like, why are we airing so much dirty laundry? Like,
I know.
Keep this stuff in your family.
But also don't, because then we wouldn't have jobs. So we've got to profit off this too. We all
seriously,
do.
Everyone's cashing in. God, it's terrible. Yeah. So Britney is none too pleased. Shocking. And she posted a video of herself in an outfit very reminiscent of Baby One More Time, Schoolgirl, which I got to say, Britney Spears definitely knows how to drive her points home.
Oh, sure.
And in the caption of the video, Britney responds to Jamie Lynn's whole thing of feeling like she didn't matter.
Yeah. So Britney writes, in life, a lot of people say, do I matter? Try eating alone for 4 months, morning, noon, and night, Jamie Lynn. I ask myself every day, does anybody care? WTF, do I matter? Which she's probably referring to her conservatorship, but I don't get the 4 months part.
I know. Well,
that's confusing.
I wonder if that was like when they wouldn't, maybe she didn't have Sam at the time or something. But I don't know. It's it's interesting. Intriguing.
Yeah. Britney also says, I would honestly be very interested to see your pretty face in the setting I was forced to be in and asking yourself, do I matter? I didn't get to cry. I had to be strong, too strong. Then she tells Jamie Lynn that, yes, she does matter and not to think for 1 second she doesn't. And she ends it in a very Britney way by saying, psst, this is my new Baby One More Time outfit. That's the important part. She's like, yeah, all of this, but also, this is my new Baby One More Time outfit. Britney's just like, I can't believe I had to take a break from posting nudes to address your bullshit.
Yeah. I mean,
how dare you?
We're all upset about that. Like, how dare you take us away from those sweet, sweet nudes?
Seriously.
But of course, this is the Spears family. That's not all, folks. Britney also wants to remind Jamie Lynn how easy her childhood was compared to Britney's, and that Britney was the one to make it so easy for her. So she posted a photo to her Insta of two coffee drinks. And in the caption, she tells the story of how when she flew home to her family after her big breakup with Justin Timberlake back in 2002, and she says she was a ghost at her family home, saying she saw her 12-year-old sister, Jamie Lynn, enjoying a relaxing childhood, hanging by the pool and watching TV for hours. And she writes, I didn't know how to be served by mama. Sit there and get served the chocolate milkshakes with the perfectly crushed ice with the secret chunky sugar.
Which I don't know that they're making milkshakes correctly.
And it was very confusing with the pictures because I was like, these aren't milkshakes either. I was very confused.
Maybe she was afraid that if she posted actual milkshakes, all the boys would be in her yard.
That is a very fair concern.
Yeah, you got to be careful. She also says that she was in shock seeing Jamie Lynn enjoying this childhood that she never had. And she continues, things were different now. And Jamie Lynn had a new Nickelodeon show. All I remember saying was, damn, how the hell does a 12-year-old land a Nickelodeon show? So it seems like Britney's implying that the show was kind of handed to Jamie Lynn because of Britney's success. Britney also says that her mom was really messed up on pain meds due to her recent split with Jamie, and she couldn't even hold a conversation. And she ended the post with, I'm sorry, Jamie Lynn. I wasn't strong enough to do what should have been done. Slapped you and mama right across your faces.
When I tell you, my mouth dropped.
She does not hold back.
No. I was... Because it was like, okay, okay, okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Like, just, she's mad.
I do think that Britney, like, I think she should keep the high road route, though. Like, this is gold, of course.
Well, that,
but I know
that's
it's hard.
What I'm saying. All of this stuff is, like, it's so messy. And it's so, all of this is, like.
I just don't want people to turn on Britney and be like, you know, you're just feeding into it more.
Yeah.
But I get
that
it's hard.
It's happening.
I mean, yeah.
People are always going to find a reason to hate on somebody.
Yeah, true.
But at this point, of course, the question is that all? Is Britney just posting on Instagram and then that's it? No. This is our girl, Britney. Of course not. She's done with Jamie Lynn talking about her and has actually gone so far as to issue a cease and desist letter, which is basically a legal threat to say, shut your mouth or I'm suing you.
Yeah.
And since we're talking about legal stuff, cue attorney Zaddy Matthew Rosengart. And I'll say his letter to Jamie Lynn is pretty blunt.
Yeah. Do you think Matthew Rosengart was like, man, I thought my job was done, but happy to have the work still? He's like, once she was free, I was like, okay, on to the next. So his letter tells Jamie Lynn to cease and desist from referencing Britney derogatorily during her book promo tour and says, if you fail to do so or defame her, Britney will be forced to consider and take all appropriate legal action. The letter also says they write this with hesitation because they don't want to bring more attention to Jamie Lynn's ill-timed book. It also says, Britney has not read and does not intend to read your book. She and millions of her fans were shocked to see how you have exploited her for monetary gain. She will not tolerate it, nor should she. Matthew also reminded Jamie Lynn that Britney was the family breadwinner and supported her. He's like, just in case you didn't feel shitty enough, just want to remind you.
P.S. None of your success is due to you. Don't forget.
Yeah.
So now things, I mean, they've gotten angry, emotional, and legal. And it begs the question, can Britney and Jamie Lynn ever repair their relationship and go back to that old cute little sister dynamic? I mean, so much is being said. Plus, we have another part of the Call Her Daddy interview coming. Can they walk back from this? I don't know.
I don't really care if they do, to be honest. Like, who cares? They're adults. They don't have to be.
Are they? Some of them are not acting like adults.
That's a really fair point. Yeah, I don't know. Unless they like go to therapy or something and like work this out and stop talking through social media and podcast interviews, then no, they're not going to work it out at all.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, why don't they just handle discourse like the rest of us? Where you just don't talk to each other and carry on. Like, you don't need to go on a podcast. You don't need to write a book.
Yeah, just drink your chunky iced milkshakes in private and enjoy your day.
That can't feel good on that throat. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.